Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
We're just 2 weekends away from the Super Bowl. Well, we got to find out who's going to be in that Super Bowl, and we'll do that today.
I think we can guess on half of who's going to be in the Super Bowl for now. At least one quarter of that, I think we pretty much can agree on. I'll start there. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Oh, as far as the one
as far
of the
as
teams?
The four teams that are left, I think there's one that I think we can all agree will probably be there.
Well, I think you and I are probably on the same page on who that is, and I think that's going to come up in hour number two, I believe, because right now we're talking about the AFC, or maybe you think it's one of these teams that is an automatic lock to the Super Bowl.
I don't know what teams you're talking about, but yeah, I mean, yeah. Kind of.
Well, that's the Chiefs and the Bills, and I'm here to say that it finally happens today. The
you
Bills.
Think so? Maybe we don't agree.
Yes. I am putting it out there into the world. It's got to end at some point. This madness, this luck, this voodoo that the Chiefs have in playoff football, it has to stop at some point. It stopped a few times when there was a guy named Brady playing football. Stopped once when there was a guy named Joe Burrow playing in the playoffs. This is the time that the Bills and Josh Allen finally break through. Now, the thing is, with today, something's got to give. Because the Chiefs, I was reading a couple notes about the game today and what some of the teams have going for them. The Chiefs have not turned the ball over in 8 weeks.
I saw that stat.
8 weeks they have not turned the ball
not
over.
Not just an interception, but a fumble or any like
that? Nothing. Someone muffing a punt, kicking a ball on the kickoff, and it goes right back to the defense. I mean, there's not been one turnover from this Chiefs defense. So for the Bills, you need to figure out some way to win the turnover battle and force the Chiefs to make some mistakes. Because we've seen where the Chiefs do make maybe a mistake here or there, but other teams don't take advantage of it. They wait for you to mess up, and then they strike. And so the Bills, I don't think they have to play a perfect game today. They have to play a very clean game. They have to win the turnover battle. I mean, that's what we saw last week in the divisional round. Every team that lost the turnover battle.
Yeah.
And I think that the Bills, now the thing that's going against the Bills is they have lost their last 7 road playoff games. So they need to break a streak, not against just the Chiefs, but against themselves, where they have not won a game away from Buffalo in the playoffs in their last 7 tries. And I say today is the day that it finally happens. I'm believing in Josh Allen. I'm believing in this running attack. I believe that they're going to be able to keep the Chiefs off the field, the offense off the field, and they're just going to be able to pound their way to a victory.
So first off, I want to apologize to everybody as a Patriots fan. I didn't know this is what it felt like to watch another team just completely go through the season. And I'll be honest, get a little help from some referees from game to game. But even the Patriots weren't in the AFC Championship 7 years in a row. Right? As great as they were and as great as Tom Brady was, as great as Belichick was, they were never in this position this many times in a row. There's something different about this Chiefs team. Like, this, I mean, I know we like to start comparing eras, comparing teams, but this could potentially be the best team that we've ever seen in football. Like, they don't make mistakes. You kind of mentioned it. Like, they don't screw up. And turnovers are just one thing, but there's not a lot of missed assignments. For whatever reason, Travis Kelce, and I say this every week, he's always open. Wide the F open. Like, I don't understand how it happens or who's not covering him. Or maybe he's just running routes so beautifully to where he just finds himself in open space every single time. Their defense is, you know, I remember a couple of years ago when they were winning, it was like, yeah, their offense is good, but their defense needs to step it up. Well, that's not the case anymore. In most cases, their defense is winning them games. They're not making mistakes either. And I think you can't make mistakes against this team. You have to play a perfect game, top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams. Everything has to be on point. You cannot get penalties because they're not going to get penalties like that. And you know they're going to get a few extra looks from the referees every single game. So you have no choice but to go out there and play this game perfectly. Everybody keeps putting this Josh Allen against Patrick Mahomes. That's what everybody wants it to be. Like last week, it was Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson. Everybody wants it to be that. This is not Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. This is Josh Allen against Andy Reid. He has to figure out how to beat this team. He has to figure out how to play perfect football through the air, on the ground, and come out with the W. Because how many more times can they be in this position? Again, road game against this team. All the odds are against you at this point. You have to play absolutely lights out today if you want to beat this Chiefs team. I think it's such a tall task.
I think that this is the best version of Josh Allen to do it, though. Now, full disclosure, I think the Chiefs are going to win. I am going to pick the Chiefs until I'm proven wrong in the playoffs. It's very similar to Tom Brady with the Patriots. Yeah, you bet the Patriots, and then if you lose, you go, man, well, I lost betting the GOAT, right? I lost betting the best quarterback in the NFL right now. You make money betting with them. You don't make money betting against them. But if there is a version of a Buffalo Bills team that can do it, it would be this team. They made the transition where they got rid of a lot of their older defensive players. They brought in a lot of younger, cheaper players. And then offensively, the big change that you saw is they got rid of all their deep threats. They got rid of Gabe Davis. They got rid of Stephon Diggs. And they've transitioned into more of this power run game. They've got Kincaid and they've got Knox, two great tight ends. You have this offensive line where it seems like every single one of them averages like 6'6", 315, 320. They're massive human beings. And then you've got a power running back.
You got a great running back room in general.
Absolutely. I mean, you got top to bottom.
You got the rookie kid,
Ray Davis. You got Ty Johnson. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you got James Cook. And then you got Josh Allen, too, who obviously has a running threat.
Who's a great running threat. And so this team transitioned from, hey, we're going to live and die by big explosive plays, to we're going to methodically drive the ball down the field. And it's actually help them. They're much better than what they were. And this is the best season that Josh Allen has ever had. And he's not having the crazy, wow, like he just threw a ball 80 yards in the air and it was in a perfect spot and double coverage and Stephon Diggs caught it and ran in. It's Josh Allen making the smart decision. I mean, think about this. When he was bottled up on that third down, it's third and goal against the Ravens. He's bottled up and you can see it in his eyes. He looks and he sees that Cook is open and he could just pitch it back. And 2 years ago, 3 years ago, young Josh Allen does that. Does it work? Maybe. Or does it end up like Reggie Bush in the Rose Bowl? Or does it end up like so many times that we've seen Josh Allen try and make the superhuman play when just the good play is the correct one? And he made the good play there. They kick the field goal and they go on to win this football game because of a smart decision that Josh Allen made. He is not making the big mistake anymore. So if there was ever going to be a Bills team that beat this Chiefs team, right to your point, Rashad, is If Josh Allen doesn't make mistakes, and when you need that one big play, he can make it, which he's shown he can make that play. He's awesome in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This would be the version of the Bills that could do it.
One big key to this game that I'm curious to see how it plays out for the Bills is they are going to be without safety Taylor Rapp. I saw an interesting analytics stats, you know, beyond the numbers, that when they don't have him on the field, this is the Bills defense ranks without Taylor Rapp on the field, 350 plus plays. They are 30th in dropback EPA per play, 32nd in explosive run rate allowed. So Taylor Rapp does a lot of things for this defense. Now, you know, stats, you can find one that always, you know, fits a narrative, goes against a narrative, you know, supports something. But again, not having Taylor Rapp, that is a key part of that Bills defense where, I mean, this is where we could see those spots get open for Kelce. We could see where the run game gets a little bit going for the Chiefs. I just feel in my gut, in my bones, that this is finally the moment that the Bills are able to surpass the Chiefs.
Well, I think a lot of us are hoping that that's the case. You know, fatigue is kind of set in for a lot of people with, and this happens with every great championship team. At first, it's awesome when they're doing it, and then they start really winning more, and it's like, bro, we're so tired of the Warriors. We're so tired of the Lakers in the 2000s. Like, it's just you get tired of watching that team be successful so much. So now it'd be great to watch the Josh Allens and Lamar Jacksons of the world finally go ahead and get their just due. And even if it's just one, like, I think that will be, like, sufficient for them. But, yeah, I think we're all just ready to see it. And, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen today.
Rashad.
I'm sorry, man. We've seen too much.
They keep doing it, man. Like, they find a way.
You know, like, it'd be different if it was, like, a fluke. But, man, this kid, like, just keeps getting better. This Patrick Mahomes, he just keeps getting better and better. And during these moments, he's just built for him. He's Jordan.
Right.
Undefeated in certain areas. Like, they're just nothing you can do.
Buffalo was up by 3 with 13 seconds left, and he had to go basically the full length of the field, and he did.
And he did.
And he did.
And that's the cool part. Like, this is just what he does. And remember when Andy Reid was the guy that couldn't win it? Just couldn't get it done. Went to the NFC Championship 3 years in a row with Philly. Just couldn't figure it out. We're not saying that about him anymore. Now we're pissed about it.
Let's take a break. Want to talk about some of the coaching hires, not one in particular. We'll get to that at the end of the hour, number one. And I think you know what coaching hire I'm thinking of here.
The Bears.
Pete Carroll.
Oh, yes. Yes. Those are the two that are at the top of my mind right now.
Oh.
Also want to bring attention to the YouTube chat. There was one angry little fella on here.
Uh-oh.
My God.
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
I said sup.
Will acknowledged him, and he says, can you guys interact with the chat? I mean, what are we doing here? Y'all channel will never grow. Useless on God.
I would like to point out that you are the one watching the show on a Sunday.
My God. Just upset. And
but we got you. That's a valid point.
Hey, I will say, Sai's got our back, though. He pulls out numbers, facts on him. He says, actually, it's almost tripled since they got back on YouTube.
That's three.
They went from 1.2 subscribers, 1,000 subscribers, to now 5,000 subscribers. So suck on that, rebuke 2K.
Actually, don't suck it. You're probably cool. You're just, man, you just want your stuff read. Yeah, we'll read it. We got you.
Keep watching, though. Yeah, we keep watching and listening, however. Let's take a break, look at some of the coaching hires around the NFL because they're starting to fill up. We only have one more job available out there, but there have been jobs filled through this week. We get to that next year. Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan. But first, Will with a SportsCenter update.